Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hi, welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and this is episode 2, recorded on Saturday, January 14th, 2017.
All right, it's good to be back here again.
Yeah, episode 2. We got episode 1 in the books last week and took a little bit of time getting all the approvals through iTunes and that sort of thing, but we're officially podcasters. Congratulations.
I'm excited. You too, man. I'm excited. When you type in the Two Bobs in iTunes now, you see our mugshot right there with our logo on it. So it's pretty cool. I'm excited. I feel kind of like almost famous, but not quite.
That's right. There's a community that's revolving around podcasting, and we're now a part of it. And it's nice to see all the talk actually becoming a walk. And yeah, this is awesome. So we got the first episode out, like I said, and we've got a good amount of downloads already, and lots of family and friends giving us support. So how did it go over at your house?
Well, you know, in general, I'm getting a lot of positive feedback, which is great. I've had, you know, several friends, family members texting me, emailing me, letting me know that they've heard the podcast and they enjoyed it and they're going to continue to listen to it and stuff like that. Specifically, of course, my wife, she enjoyed it. I think she is actually more into it than she makes it seem like she is.
Right.
Because she brings it up more than I do. But, of course, you know, just kind of getting in and seeing what people are comfortable with us talking about. Of course, I did get some feedback from Kelly, too, on like, hey, maybe you should not talk about these things as much, or, you know, how I don't know how to use technology, or I love The Bachelor, or anything like that, which I just need to go on the record, because my wife couldn't believe that I said that she likes The Bachelor. She does like The Bachelor, and if she tries to deny that, then she's lying. But I will say this, she doesn't love The Bachelor. It's not her favorite show, and I got to tell you, there's millions of people out there who watch The Bachelor. There's a reason that they're in like season 20 or something like that, because it's a very popular show. So I told her it's nothing to be ashamed of, but I did want to just go on the record and say that it's not her favorite show. If it went away, she'd still be okay.
It's entertainment, you know. I got a very similar thing about, you know, The Office and Mad Men and all that. And, you know, hey, you should, you know, I don't know that you wanted to say that about, you know, how I was watching, you know, these shows and not paying attention to you and all that stuff. And that wasn't the case. You know, it was one of those things where we just kind of look at each other and go, what are you going to do tonight? And, you know, it's mutually exclusive. We had our time together and kind of went our ways to watch our own thing. And certainly, like I said, wasn't every night, but, it was one of those things that, you know, you made it seem like it was worse than it was, or, you know, that, like I said, that you disappeared for 6 months and that kind of thing. So, that wasn't the case, but I mean, overall I was very,
well, you guys talk every day. Is that what you're saying, Robert?
I mean, we try not to, just to keep things, exciting, but, you know, it, I was actually very surprised. I was hoping she would listen to it in the car so that, maybe anything that I said or did or whatever it was during the show that, you know, she would maybe forget about during the day. But, she was on me pretty insistent that, I put it on her phone so she could listen to it. And then she started to listen to it and we listened to it together. And by then I had already, you know, listened to it probably 5 or 6 times between editing and just making sure everything sounded right. So, yeah. I knew parts were coming, and she'd look up and she'd see a look on my face and she'd pause it and go, what does that look for? I was like, oh, you'll see. Or she would say something like, hey, you know, did you know this? Or she'd just make a comment about something. I said, you know, just, you know, keep listening. So she kept on going. And, by the time she was done with it, you know, I was thrilled that, you know, obviously it's going to be a little bit different because she knows me and, she doesn't know you, but I mean, we talk enough about you and about the podcast and stuff like that, that she, you know, she has some familiarity there. But so I think that certainly helped as far as her overall reaction to it, but she was very pleased and told me a couple times, which really made me feel good that, you know, she thought we did a great job. And, Even partway through, she said, "This sounds really good." And, you know, after all the headaches we got to getting to recording and making sure everything sounded right. And I know I bothered a couple of the popular podcast guys asking questions about how to get just the right sound. And when she said it sounded great. And, you know, just overall very pleased with it. Just put me on cloud nine big time. To have her approval like that was more than I could ever ask for.
That's awesome. Yeah, Kelly was excited too. She was excited. You know, she couldn't wait for it to be available to listen to. And then she couldn't wait to listen to it. And she listened to it, I mean, all the way through. She actually asked me at one point, she goes, "How do I get this on my phone so that way I can listen to it when I'm in my car?" So, you know, she really wanted to be involved in the process and you know, kind of check out the podcast. So it was pretty cool. I was happy with that part of it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, I'm definitely glad. You know, and even at one point, I think, after that first night when we were going to bed, I just kind of looked at her and I said, "Do you realize you're married to a celebrity now?" And, you know, once I told her TMZ was going to be coming around, she was like, "Oh, that's cool. You know, that's cool." I mean, I don't know exactly what list we're on. I mean, I know we're definitely not A list, and D list is probably a stretch, but I'm sure there's something online that'll tell us. You know, we'll put in our information and it'll tell us, you know, where we rank against the Kardashians.
I feel like Ron Burgundy over here. I got to tell you, you know, people know me.
That's right. That's right.
I have many leather bound books. My apartment smells of rich mahogany.
And F you, Detroit. Oh man. All right. So, well, you know, those are fans. I mean, who else did you hear from?
More than anybody. Well, anybody except for Kelly, would be my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. My mom's been very vocal, both on Facebook and just commenting on everything we post, which, you know, she's a smart ass just like me. Like, the apple didn't fall that far from the tree with her,
right.
With me. And so just, you know, she's, every time we post anything, she's on there, but she's also sharing it and she's talking to people about it. So I give her shit for, you know, for some of the feedback that she gives us, but at the same time, I do appreciate the fact that she's kind of spreading the word and letting people know about the podcast.
Yeah,
in a secret way, I think she's just a little bit proud that we're doing this.
No, I mean that's good. You know, we've got our new phone number here, the 530-882 Bob's, which for the elderly ladies out there that can't see the numbers and letters on their phones, that's 2627. We actually did get she might know her, but we did get a call from an older lady the other day about how she couldn't use the phone and figure out how to dial Bob. So
do you have a recording? Can we play the recording?
Let's see if I have it here. Let's pull it up.
Yeah, I noticed that you had a phone number and you have the first six digits and numbers and then the last four digits with the letters. Hate that. Can't stand that. So you Bobs need to take care of that, because you have to look at the phone and there's a hesitation there. I hate it. Bye.
Sounds to me like it was just somebody who the nurse hasn't been around with her dinner yet, and she's just really hungry over at the home and is just, you know, kind of taking it out on us.
Meals on Wheels is stuck in the snow.
Yeah, her jitterbug doesn't have the numbers, the letters next to the numbers on the keypad.
Well, I mean, you know, the good news is that, you know, any feedback is good feedback. And yeah. I think last week we even said that, you know, just let us know what you think. You know, and the only thing at first I thought, wow, you know, this is really, no, wait a minute, you know? And then I realized, hey, you know, this is for the, valued listeners and that sort of thing. And I don't know with that kind of attitude, she fits in there. I mean, what do you think?
I mean, you know, I think just, you know, we really want to cater to people of all ages and generations, you know, including, you know, people like the listener that left the voicemail, you know. Obviously she grew up during the Depression era.
Right.
You know, so she's just not that technologically advanced. Yeah. She's happy to be alive. Right. You know, she's happy that, you know, they took her out to and walked her around the garden, earlier in the day, but I think she was probably just getting hungry and needed her meds. Yeah.
And a cracker, you know, a saltine.
And a saltine, just something so she could, you know, get the pills down a little bit easier. So.
A little butter on it.
Yeah. So, you know, whoever that was, You know, very much appreciate it. You know, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for your feedback. Yeah,
thank you for your feedback. We'll be sure to put the numbers in for you.
Well, I mean, I think she, you know, she could go up on record as one of our worst fans. The other worst fan, I think, right now,
probably.
They're in a bit of a head to head race would be my sister. You know, she had nothing but initially good things to say when she found out about it. And then she listened, and then all she did was tell me what we should have done. So I told her to get your own show, and that was that. So I have threatened to.
But you need the You need the constructive criticism, though. You know, we can't get better if it's always good things, Robert.
That's true.
And your sister is certainly.
I should cut her some slack.
Yeah, I mean, your sister's certainly around just to throw some jabs out, and hopefully some of them have some value.
Well, hey, you know, one other thing that we talked about last week, as we're kind of going through our recap. Was, we talked about how we hadn't met before. And one thing that my wife and I were bouncing around, and I didn't run it by you yet, but something you and Kelly can talk about is, your vacation time. You know, hey, we should just coordinate it and do it all at the same place and have a big two-bob party.
Funny you mention that, because actually... my wife today at dinner, and by dinner I mean the Taco Bell I was scarfing down right at the time when we were supposed to be sitting down to start recording the podcast. She goes, you're gonna have to meet Bob, the other Bob at some point, right? Like it's just she's insistent that at some point we're gonna have to meet in person. So I think it would actually be cool at some point to figure out a time for us to do that.
Well, hey, what better time than when we're stuck together for a week, right?
That's true. I have access to a condo on the beach, so just saying.
That's what I'm telling you. And if it happens to fall on a with a weekend there, we can record it face to face. And anyhow, we were laughing about that too, because my wife still drives her crazy that we sent you a Christmas card, which I thought was kind of funny, and I told you, hey, no pressure or anything if you don't send them, but we always do the Apple cards with our pictures and stuff. And we had that one with all the pictures and the family stuff of people you've really never never heard of, never talked to, or any of that. And you get a card in the mail, and so that, at least that way next year when you get one, you can go, hey, I remember that guy. He was at the beach with us, right?
At least
give me all those inappropriate comments.
Yeah, you'd be like real friends according to my wife. So it's funny because when we got that Christmas card from you too, I remember I just like run to the mailbox. So we were in the car driving somewhere, and I'm driving, and Kelly's opening the mail, and all of a sudden she's like, "Who the hell is this? Why are these people sending us a card like they know us, like our name?" She's like, "Maybe it went to the wrong address." She's like, "No, our names and our address are on the front of the card." And then I looked at it, I said, "Oh yeah, that's the other Bob."
Well, you know what I was going to do, and I just never got around to it. I was just going to start sending you random ones that were just like that, but with different people in it. So it would be more people you didn't know. And, it fell flat. So that's why I'm telling you about it now. It's going to wait till next year, but by then I'll have lost interest.
That would have been funny. You got to throw us off.
Yeah. Well, hey, we did get, like I mentioned earlier, we have our listener line for people providing feedback, and not everybody can get on the show, but... certainly, if your call is good enough, unlike the last one, we'll go ahead and put you on. But I did have another one that I wanted you to listen to.
Hey, Bob, I'm really interested in seeing how I can get on your show.
I hate you.
I want to be on your show.
It's going to be a two-episode podcast.
So just let me know. And, you guys are the best.
It's true.
You guys are probably the coolest Bobs of all the Bobs. And I would pretty much do anything to get on your show.
On your podcast. You're seriously the worst for love playing that.
Well, hey, the guy got his wish. We put him on the podcast.
Honestly, I forgot I recorded that until Kelly mentioned it this morning, or that I called into the number. Because I told her we had a number, and I was showing her I was playing the message that one elderly listener of ours had left.
Right.
And she goes, "You guys have a number?" I'm like, "Yeah, you just call it. You can leave a voicemail. Maybe we'll play it." She goes, and so I did play it. So the story behind
you
that is
you tested it out.
Yeah. So the story behind that
is you did a live demonstration.
We did. And thank you so much for playing that. Luckily for our listeners, this is not a video podcast at this moment, because I was flipping Robert off through the webcams.
I saw that
as it was playing. So the story behind that is I was drunk. I drank a bottle of wine.
Hey Bob, I'm really interested.
Okay, we're playing it again. That's good. Twice the fun. Yeah. So I had a bottle of wine in me at that moment. It was one of those, I drank a bottle of wine, and it's not the first time I've drank a whole bottle of wine myself, but, I did it very quickly. So, so I was just, having a good old time, when I left that last night. So thank you for playing that, Bob. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Speaking of just getting drunk, so the way it works for me when I get drunk, I have phases. I've been wanting to talk about this. I want the world to know how it is to drink with me.
That's why I figure it's a perfect segue.
Yeah. So my first phase of drunk Rob is fun Rob. So when I'm fun Rob, I'm laughing, joking, having a good time. And that's where I was last night. I was fun Rob. I had having a good time. Kelly was there. It was just literally, we just both bought a bottle of wine, and we're like, all right, we're partying up in our family room when the kids go to sleep tonight. So that was where I was at last night, was fun Rob. If I keep drinking past that, though, it progresses into other things. So my next stage would be dancing Rob.
Right.
Yeah, dancing Rob, I'll dance. There doesn't even need to be music playing, and I'll still just dance to even just people talking.
Right.
And then from there, it goes into zombie mode. If I continue to progress, at some point I'll get into zombie mode, which is I won't say anything. I get completely silent. I'm pretty much sleeping, but I'm still awake at that moment. But if I can control myself and just stick to one bottle of wine, I can be fun Rob, and everybody loves fun Rob.
That's right.
Yeah. So, what kind of drunk are you?
I'm pretty even all the time, and then that goes into drinking as well. I generally just, I probably get a little bit more chatty, it really depends. A lot of times we're doing a lot of the same thing, where we're watching a movie or whatever it is on a Friday or Saturday, and having some wine or whatever. But party time type stuff, I don't dance. I don't really have all those stages. I just kind of, eventually get a little quieter, and then I get, not really a sad drunk, but I get, that kind of reminiscing and thinking about stuff. And my wife even said it to me early on. She goes, you're introspective. And I'm like that already. But it gets even more so. So kind of all the stuff that, I have bouncing around in my head, usually ends up coming back, and I think about a lot of stuff and get quiet. But it does have a bit of a curve where it's, a bit more, like I said, a bit more lively like you. And then, it kind of nosedives. I'm not sitting in a corner, gently sobbing or any of that, but I just get quiet and kind of ride it out and enjoy it. And then go to bed and start the next day back at square one.
Gotcha. What's your worst drunk moment?
It's a long time ago. And it probably, if I had to think, cause I generally don't get out of control. I don't get to that extreme where there's actually a moment that needs to be addressed. But I think in high school at Beach Week, quite some time ago, back when everybody used to see in black and white, I had a moment where I might have broken a chair and might have passed out in the hotel room. And I mean, but that was so long ago, in my early 40s here, so 25 years ago or so. That's I think I've done pretty well with handling it.
I wish that my worst drunk moment was just years and years ago when I was in high school. Unfortunately, mine was, it was probably about
yesterday when you left that call.
Oh, no, that was good. That was a good, see, I've learned to tread the line.
We were laughing.
I've gotten,
we were laughing. You left me a couple other messages on my phone that I saved, but that one was too easy just to put in the sound.
Well, there is a message that I'd like that I sent you that I read this morning that I thought was just hilarious. Hold on. I'm actually going to read it because I just... Mm-hmm. It says, you need to run all the classes by the first class. That's perfect. I got it okay. Can you send the message? Can you send the message? Oh, no. I don't think of something message.
That's when I knew the night was going to be good. So the voicemails, the random, I mean.
I texted a colleague. I love him, by the way, last night, too.
Well, I got emails that went from your phone number at vzpix.org or whatever it was. So you were, I don't know what you were doing. I got that first one. And then after that, other things started happening. And we were sitting there drinking our, you know, bottle of wine watching. I don't know what we were watching. We were watching a movie. And, you know, it was just funny. We were looking at each other and I just kind of gave her a smirk like, I'll be saving a couple of these. So, yeah. You know, it was fun. I knew you guys were out having a good time. And then the message from Kelly that said, you know, hey, I'm sorry, your friend, you know, he's had a little bit too much wine. So we were cracking up, but
yeah,
I kind of figured that. So she ratted you out.
Oh yeah. She always does. She always does. Right. I can always count on Mrs. Phillips, my first lady, to do that.
I was about to say the same thing. I can count on her to keep me abreast of everything that's going on when I'm not aware.
Absolutely.
As I should be. I should be aware of all these things that are going on.
Yeah, so my worst drunk moment, right? Getting back to my worst drunk moment, which was not last night. It was probably about 6 years ago, New Year's Eve. We were next door, literally at our next-door neighbor's house. And I went from happy to dancing stage, literally dancing in their kitchen where there was no music playing, to zombie stage very, very quickly. I think we ended up coming home. It was probably, I don't know, 10:30 at the latest. Mm-hmm. Completely missed the ball dropping. Wasn't there for that. Woke up in the middle of the night, I don't know, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, whatever time it was. And, you know, it wasn't like I woke up and was like, wow, I'm going to get sick. You know, it was I woke up and I'm like, I'm getting sick right now.
Oh, no.
So I get up and I'm running through we have wood floors in the hallway. I'm running through the hallway to the bathroom and I start just letting it all out at this point. And I had been drinking, by the way, mostly, I think, Red Pop and vodka. So it was all red. Oh, it was disgusting. Oh. But so I'm running through the hall. I have my hands out and I'm like puking.
You got to catch it.
I'm trying to catch it in my hands, right? Because I'm, what do I know? I'm drunk. But it's obviously it's not happening. It's falling onto the floor. Well, the wooden floor in front of me as I'm walking through it, you can probably guess what happened at that point.
Oh, yeah.
My legs, it was like when the robber in Home Alone got to the bottom of the stairs where all the Hot Wheels were, and just his feet just completely flew up above his head. That was me. More or less. That probably sounded really good compared to what it sounded like at that moment. Nice. So I flip, my feet just fly in the air. I have puke in my hands. So my hands, I flail my hands everywhere on the walls. I think some got, none got on the ceiling, but definitely on the walls. I land on my arm, my right elbow. And boom, and then my head just hits. I'm pretty sure I had a concussion. The funny part to this whole thing, though, is Kelly comes over, looks at this, just me laying on the floor, my boxers, red puke all over the place, just, you know, I had just hit my head on the floor, and looks at it, and she goes, well, you better clean this up. And she walked away. She was so pissed off at me. So I was like, I crawled to the shower, like flop myself into the bathtub and just like run the shower and just kind of like try to spray myself off. And then I'm out there in the middle of the night. My head's throbbing because I'm drunk and I probably had a concussion. But just like cleaning all this up. That was the worst moment for me anyway. So whenever I get drunk, and whenever I think I might be getting to pass that fun Rob stage, I remember that moment and said, God, I don't want to get there again, ever again.
You dial it back a little
bit. That was my bottom right there.
Oh, man. Too funny. you sent me an article earlier about the robots.
So I mean, you've seen Terminator, right? The Terminator movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've always kind of had this conspiracy theory that one day the robots will take over and take over the humans. This article I found I thought was really interesting, though, because it was talking about it's an article from The Independent. I'll put the link in the show notes, but it's from The Independent, which is a kind of just like an independent news source out of the United Kingdom. But they're talking about how scientists have created like a mother robot that can build baby robots, like kind of mechanized blocks. But the crazy thing is they evolve each generation as they build evolves from the previous generation. So what happens is, so like the robot builds the generation, and then what happens is that the best traits of that particular generation of babies are passed, the best traits are passed over to the next generation, while the negative traits are let go. So basically, according to the article, I'll read a part of it. It says each of the robots carries a genome made up of different genes like humans do. As the generations were built, they passed them down and they mutated and cross over, deleting and merging genes to choose the most effective. So not only were the blocks becoming more intelligent, but they were able to start building them, replicating twice as fast. So, you know, as soon as I read that, I went right. It reminded me of Skynet in the Terminator, and really just kind of cemented in my belief that Judgment Day is coming at some point, and the robots are now smart enough to start building other robots and continue to build new generations of robots that are even better than the last one. So I'm gonna board up my door here and just stay in my little podcasting bunker. I'll just put some canned goods. I'll be good.
You can start that internet pet psychology business you always wanted to have. Yeah, I mean, I saw that, thought that, you know, at first I thought, well, that's really cool. And then I figured, what's the end game? You know, I mean, just because we can, or is there something coming along? And then I thought, you know, well, you know, maybe this means that, you know, that we don't have to work anymore. You know, I mean, it's far enough away. And they were even really careful to say that in the, you know, in the article, that it's far enough away that, you know, it's not like we're all going to be replaced in the next 5 years, but.
We don't know.
Shoot, that. I think if this can advance.
That's what the robots want us to know.
I know. Well, that was the conspiracy theory. And then, you know, of course, we've got a big day coming up this Friday, you know, and all those things kind of like start coming in that, hey, if that's the case, and then over the next 4 years, any of that can change. And I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. You know, and who do they're programming it to be able to do this? Because it's not like the robot can just go, you know, it can't just figure it out on its own, right? I mean, it's got to have its own brain in there, but the brain can only be, it can only do what it's been told, you know, to look for certain things and then make these adjustments. It's beyond my capability of understanding. So,
and it is mine too. So I just have to, you know, take the safe bet, which is, you know, we're all doomed because of the robots. The robots are going to get smart enough, and then the humans are going to be like, oh shit, what have we done? We've made the robots too smart. They're making other robots. And then the robots are going to respond, say it, because we're going to try to kill them, and they're going to respond, just like they did in Terminator.
Well, the good news is in the year 2000, we'll all have jetpacks and we'll be able to get away from these robots. Unless, of course, the robots are granted jetpacks, then we'll have nowhere to hide.
I think that the next iPhone, this is a very sketchy rumor right now that I just made up. But the next iPhone is actually going to have a function that just automatically kills any robot that tries to attack you.
I heard the next iPhone, they remove the jetpack.
They remove the jetpack.
All right. Oh, and everybody needs a dongle for their jetpack.
And they added back in the headphone jack. Apple.
I have those every now
Steve,
and then.
Steve Wozniak thinks that the robots are going to be, they're going to treat us like their pets. Like, you know, we want to make sure that our pets are taken care of and they're healthy.
We're going to make them too smart. We're going to make the robots too smart. Yeah. And then pretty soon they're going to be in charge and they're going to be the president and all hell's going to break loose.
I mean, I'm going to need a hell of a crate. That's all I'm saying. I come housebroken, though, just for the record. They're listening. The robots are listening. So,
well, you know, the way I look at it, you know, like I said, being in my early 40s, I don't have that much longer to worry about this. I got to worry about my son, obviously, and my stepdaughter. But, you know, beyond that, you know, it's going to be beyond me. I mean, I can barely see anything as it is, you know. I need reading glasses. And, you know, when you hit 40, you're going to have one of these days where you just can't see anything anymore. I mean, I need a bigger phone. I got to wear my glasses so that I can take them off so that I can see, because my contacts, I can't see anything too close. It's bad. So by the time the robots are taking over, I'll be away somewhere, you know, eating my crackers, calling into podcasts and telling them how I can't see the phone.
I don't know how to turn the letters into numbers. It's too much work.
I noticed that you had a phone number.
Well, the fact that she noticed that there was a phone number, that was good. I guess we do have a pretty good group.
She's more intuitive than we've given her credit for so far today. Is that what you're saying?
Well, she's seen a lot in life. I mean, you know, think of all the things she's been through with the war, wisdom, and all that. You know,
years adds wisdom. You
know, storming the beach. You know, she's lived a lot.
Storming the beach in Normandy. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Nice.
You still feel the same. I mean,
you know what, Robert? There's not a ton of people around that can still remember both world wars.
That's true.
I mean, that's true.
That's true. She's a national treasure.
She really is.
She's gonna walk around with her own plaque saying that she's a national
treasure.
Somebody
should ask her how they did build the pyramids, because that's never been proven how that happened.
That's there.
She's going to kill me, by the way.
She's old enough to, she gets a 15% discount at the restaurants on her coffee now.
That's true. She's so old, when she goes to the restaurant that gives people a percentage discount based on how old they are, they owe her money. Right.
That's right. She practically owns a place now. Oh, man.
Yeah, I noticed that you had a phone number.
Wow, look at her.
All right, well. Yeah, call in again, lady. Let us know what you think. Oh, we need a show every week. So.
I guarantee she's going to call in again, and she might have a little bit different of a tone in her voice after she listens to this podcast.
That's good. I look forward. I'll set up a PO box so she can start handwriting. I mean, you know,
I'm impressed that she was able to listen to the podcast to begin with. I didn't know we even broadcast this over AM radio. Are we on NPR?
That's right. Now, I did see that, you know, through our hosting, that there was, you know, this is very stereotypical, but there was an iPad listener. So can you fess up? Would that have been her?
Probably.
Is she listening?
She can't see on the smaller displays.
That's right. Over 60. There's the iPad listener. So between her and Darla, I think they've got that figured out.
Darla. The listeners don't know who Darla is, but I feel like she'll
be on a day.
She will be on our podcast one day. It's a call to action right now.
I told her earlier, she's practically the third Bob.
The two Bobs.
She's an honorary Bob, but it doesn't get her anything. It's kind of like an honorary degree. Yeah. I mean, it's just there to say that you have it, but it's worth absolutely nothing. Are you afraid to get old? You know, I mentioned the part about the glasses earlier, but, you know, do you ever think about that? I mean, your kids, you know, you're early to mid 30s or so, and you know, your kids are younger, so you don't have quite the thing, you know, being, we have this, our my youngest is the same as your oldest, and I'm, you know, almost 10 years older than you, so I've got,
how old are you?
You know, I've got all that going. 40, well, I gotta do the math. I got a birthday coming up. I'll be 44.
Okay, I'm gonna be 40, wait, no, rewind that. I'm gonna be 35 on Wednesday.
Yeah, I noticed that you had a phone number.
So, all right. Well, yeah. So you're, you know, eight, 9 years back there. So you're all right. You don't have the same problem.
I had a phone number and I wanted to call it, but I didn't know how to make the letters into numbers. So I had to ask my great grandson, and he came over and showed me how to do it.
Now, is she at the age where she orders coffee with every meal?
Oh, yeah, that's the only way she can get through a day. I think that's how she stays awake. I mean, those places when you're just wheeling yourself around in a wheelchair all day, you got to find a way. You're not building up energy, so you got to find a way to get through the day.
Yeah. So hey, you got. I know you said you didn't see the game earlier, but you can see on my camera here that I got my Packers shirt on. It's a different one because I got to wear them in the same order every week. This is my green one, and then I have a gray one that's for tomorrow. So you're picking the Packers against the Cowboys, right?
I mean, obviously, it's a shoe-in. Luckily, the Cowboys had a weak season.
That's true. That's true. They just barely made it
It was a last-minute thing for them. So, Packers all the way.
Oh, I'm hoping to show Dallas that the Packers are indeed America's team, not the Cowboys.
No, I'm rooting for them for you. You know, solidarity, brother.
Well, I was worried, when we had agreed to record these on Sundays, so it would have been after the game. So it could have been one of those when I was sitting there introspective, after having too much to drink and a Packers loss. But now this way we're doing it ahead of time, so they're guaranteed to win.
Well, that's true. That's true. It's good vibes. Good vibes headed their way. Yeah, we're doing this. It's weird doing this on a Saturday evening. Thank you for having the flexibility in your schedule.
Sure.
Going out for tomorrow, we're going out to eat with my in-laws and my brother-in-laws and my sister-in-law and my sister-in-law-to-be to celebrate mine and my mother-in-law's birthday. And so we're going for a nice dinner, and then we're going to see Phantom of the Opera downtown Detroit. So
great.
That's our Sunday. So
that'll be, well, that's better than sitting here with me, mocking you for calling the voicemail, I guess.
Yeah, and you know what? There's going to be drinks, probably just not an entire bottle of wine,
Hey, if you got anything, you just call it in.
I will. I'm going to live tweet the show tomorrow. No, it will be fun. The Lions are out, so thanks to the Packers. But
hey, you decided whether you're going to get any AirPods now? Decided against them completely, or have you decided for it?
See, that's the thing. The ear pods don't fit all that well in my ears to begin with.
Really?
Yeah, they kind
of... I use them constantly.
I don't know. Like, I use them. I do use them, I'll say that. But I always feel like I'm always having to, go and, push them back into my ears because they start to get loose, and then I lose... there's just too much sound getting lost. So I tend to not use them unless I use them out of convenience or just, So I can just something really quick, or if it's my only option because it's, I'm at work and I need a pair of headphones for something, and that's the only pair of headphones I have in my desk drawer. Other than that, I have a pair of wired Bose headphones that I use probably the most, and they're over-ear headphones, so they just they work with me a lot better. So, I don't think I'm going to, honestly. Just because of the fit, but I've also heard where there's a lot of people that don't have the ear pods don't fit all that well, but the AirPods fit fine. And I think it's because there's no cord pulling down on them pull them away from the ears. So
they just kind of rest in there.
Who knows? Maybe at some point if I get a chance to kind of just test them out first, take a pair of broken ear pods and cut the cord off, try them out for a little bit and see if they start to loosen up or something like that. I don't know. How about you?
Well, they have them at the Apple store. You can go in and try them, but the stock is so low that I figured if I went in there and tried them, then I'd want them right then. So I haven't. But there's a website that you can do. Like I said, we'll put in the show notes too, where you can sign up and they'll email you when the store has them. And I got an email earlier this week that I just happened to be at my desk and was able to go in there and start to reserve them. But when it got to the part where I had to commit to the $175 after tax and all that stuff, I couldn't pull the trigger. I love the ear pods and I rely on them throughout the day. They're at work listening to podcasts, music, whatever. And then I work from home a couple days a week and I just leave them in. So if a phone call comes in, I can take it. I'm not ready to spend $175. I think, the features and stuff like that, the features that are in the AirPods, I think would be amazing to have, but $175 for it is a bit of a stretch. So the other thing that I'm concerned about, one is, I'm not sure how they would look, but, two is, I generally already use either hands-free somehow, either through the AirPods or through the car, that, you know, the length of time that I use them during the day is, you know, having that small little radio against my head that long. And, you know, I mean, I guess if I knew that the robots were going to take over eventually anyway, I wouldn't care about that. But, you know, I want to try to keep that kind of radio frequency away from my head as much as possible. Although, I guess if it's low, you know, low power, it's not that big of a deal. But it's just too early for me to be comfortable with.
Well, it's funny you mention that because a colleague of mine sent me a video, and it's a doctor that's part of a group of doctors that are really researching the long-term effects of exposure to the radiation that comes from these devices, especially when it comes to children, like even just having an iPad sitting on your lap. And, you know, they've done where they've kind of modeled the long-term effects of having those waves just constantly radiating through that part of the body. So when your phone's up against your head all the right. time, which I try not to do anyway, and I don't, yep. I talk on the phone all day long, but not usually with my phone up to my head. I'm in a closed office, so I use speaker, or, you know, more than anything else, but or I use my desk phone. Just, yeah, either on your head or in your lap or anything like that. I mean, you know, it's honestly, the video scared the shit out of me, and I showed it to Kelly, and Kelly was like, wow. She's like, because my kids, they always have their iPads, and they're sitting on the couch, and they have their iPad on their lap. So we started now, if they're not using the internet, and I think it's just best practice. Anyway, if you're not using the internet and you're on an iPad and you're playing a game or something like that, put it in airplane mode. Mm-hmm. And that's what they recommended to do. And that, you know, really kind of lowers your risk. But, you know, they talked about, you know, like you said, it's a little bit early to tell, you know, what the effects of having that radio, you know, constantly on your head. You know, they said, you know, making a phone call isn't going to hurt you. Making 2-3 right. phone calls isn't going to hurt you. But every day having that exposure over a long period of time, we don't really know at this point what type of effect it can have. So it's definitely something I've thought about. So it's funny you mentioned that.
Yeah, I mean, I remember a phone that I had years back. Was a little Sony phone, and that thing would, if you used it for any length of time, so, you know, 30 minutes or whatever, and this was early in cell phones, and I had an unlimited plan through work, and, you know, using it basically all the time, that thing got really hot. So I just remember having to switch ears after a while, and now that I, you know, didn't think anything back of it then, just like, hey, my ear is sweaty, but, you know, thinking about it now, you know, that probably wasn't that good, but it's been long enough, you know, that I think I would have had something from it by now, you know, probably, you know, mid to late 90s. So, you know, I think I'm in the clear at this point, but it's definitely something, like, you know, really at the top of mind as far as how I use the phone. And, that, you know, like I said, the Bluetooth part is not there. I mean, I love them because, you know, that's one of the things we talk about here is technology and how much we like it.
But, oh, sure.
I need to be careful about that. I'm itching to have a pair, but I didn't know. I knew at first you were kind of not really thinking about it, but that's how I was too. But now that, you know, time has gone on, and how many people really like it, I've kind of decided, and just maybe I'll wait. I'll just keep using my ear pods and enjoy those.
Maybe if version 2 comes out and they make improvements to it, or they, you know, some design changes or something like that that would just kind of fit my ears better. You know, you never know. Yeah. I do like it, though. I do like them. Just I like the idea of how well they integrate with other Apple stuff. You know, you pop it out of the case. It, you know, your phone finds it. It knows, you know, which phone is out of your case, which ones are in ears. So it can automatically detect that. So if you have one that's not in your ear, you have the other one that's in your ear, just because you don't need stereo audio. It knows that. It knows just to send 100% of the audio to the one AirPod. I mean, that's pretty cool, actually.
And pausing, if you're, like I said, I sit at my desk, and I keep it low enough so that I can hear people come behind me, because I've got an assassination complex. But, you know, if somebody comes up behind you and you take, you know, normally I just reach up and I click the little button which pauses the music, and, you know, I can talk to whoever is there. But this one will actually, if you take it out of your ear, it knows it and it pauses the music for you. You put it back in and it goes right back to where you were. So it kind of does it automatically, which is, that's really cool too. But like I said, I'll have to keep thinking about it.
Sure, sure.
Well, you have anything else? We've got another good show in the books here, I think. And if you've got nothing else, we can sign off and see you again next week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to run out of material after episode two. I could talk all night if you really needed to, but I know we got to break things up a little bit week to week. But yeah, I mean, anybody who's listening, I appreciate it. As just like we said last week, any feedback is appreciated. Find us on all the social channels: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at the Two Bobs Podcast. And what's that phone number again, Robert? For the with the numbers for the elderly listeners that we have.
I noticed that you had a phone number.
Yeah, it's 530-882-BOBS, which was 2627. That'll go right to a voicemail, and like I said, just leave us feedback, what you think about the show, and if we put it on, great. Certainly can't do that for everybody, but we definitely want to hear from you. We are on iTunes, Google Play, those sort of things, so leave us some feedback there. And
subscribe to the podcast.
Subscribe, get it every week. We do plan on being weekly unless something comes up, and if it does, we'll let you know so that you're not looking for stuff. But hang out on our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. We're there, and we do spend time interacting with everybody. So we look forward to hearing from everybody.
Peace.
All right. Have a great night. Bye.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.